everyone. This is Corey Smart here with Creative Disturbance for the Rhythmically Inclined channel. I'm talking today with Hal Clark about another one of his bumpers. You want to give a short introduction, Hal?
Yeah, sure. This bumper was made using Ableton and samples in combination with a really cool synthesizer called Massive. I used some of the presets and tweaked them myself. It was really cool. There's only like three elements actually going on in this. It's just all created with synthesizers. But yeah, let's take a listen to it.
Cool. No, that sounds really good. I mean, it's surprising that you say there's only really like three elements because it really comes across very complex and integrated. I'm a huge fan of the highs and the use of reverb, I would say. Really gives kind of that decaying ambience kind of feel.
Yeah. I really don't know where I thought up of... Because I have this general idea of what a bumper should sound like in my head, like a radio show bumper. And I guess the way that it tails out just kind of reminded me of something that should be a bumper. So
no, I definitely agree.
And I had to make it very general sounding, and you know how everything sounds so minimal and futuristic nowadays, so I try to go for that too. So, yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it comes across very complex, kind of very layered, but as you said, there's only a few elements. It's not as complicated as it really seems. So, I mean, it's a good use of instruments and... choices there. You said you used Massive. Did you use it alongside Machine, or was it Massive with Ableton?
Whenever I do my productions, I usually work in Machine first, and then I am able to just go through all my plugins through Machine, which is really nice, and then I record it into Ableton because for some reason Ableton exports sound a lot better than Machine exports. I'm really not sure why, but and I'm sure Pro Tools sounds better than Ableton, yeah. But who knows? Anyway,
well, be careful there. We might get a debate started.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I'm Ableton all the way, and
Riot might break
and
out.
Native Instruments is of course amazing, and I wouldn't have been able to make that sound without Massive. It's really cool. They have. Inside the synthesizer, you're able to sequence out different either events. It's like a drum sequencer, but with chords and different like variables. So you can make it so on the first second of the melody or the first beat in the melody, it'll go like da da da, and then you can make it go da, and you're just holding down one key on the piano, and that's basically it. All is a part of the same synthesizer.
Okay, I get
so
you.
There's like a really long tail that it goes. It's a rise, and then it goes to those chords when it's tailing out because that's the way that the synth is. So it's really interesting. Yeah, it's really interesting. Massive is an awesome synthesizer if you know how to use it.
It's one of there.
Yeah, it's very complex. Three different oscillators, and it's just, it's pretty wild if you can get into it.
No, I get you. And I mean, that's the reason why I asked if you used it alongside Machine, because I've heard of that combo all over the place, and people just rant and rave about the combination between the beating of Machine and then the synthesizing with Massive.
Oh, absolutely. The Native Instruments, you're able to, it synergizes very well with each other. Whether it be Absinthe, Battery, Machine, pretty much any of those. Just works really well together.
That's good. I mean, glad to hear it. Now, as for this bumper, I mean, we got a little off topic there, but this bumper I think is really good in that beyond just, like I said, I already said I love the highs with the kind of echo, and as you said, the decay on the end was great. I also kind of like the generic feel of it. It comes across focused, but you can't tell where it's focused. It would fit almost with anything else. It's kind of like a four-chord song. You'll throw it with anything else, and it'll sound great.
A general bumper, would say. So exactly. when Roger asked if we needed a new general bumper from that one that we were using before... I'm sorry if the person who made that bumper is listening, but that bumper was horrible, and everybody thought so. So yeah. I decided, and while we're trying to get a bumper on every single channel, so hopefully we don't even have to use that bumper, but, you know, if for now, we can use that one.
And I think it goes great, and, I mean, I look forward to your next choice as a general bumper, because if we don't get bumpers for every channel, I'd like to keep at least upgrading our general bumpers.
Absolutely.
And I think it'll be very interesting. So let's go ahead and listen to it one last time and
leave it at that.
There you go.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.